Football is back. Ben Carlisle, publisher, BleedTechBlue.com, coming to you live. Getting ready for Louisiana Tech to kick off its fall camp. Skip Holtz and his 2019 Louisiana Tech Bulldogs report on August 1st. Certainly excited to get things going Friday morning. First practice will get going about 9 a.m. I know it's open to the public, so if you got some extra time on your hands, feel free to come out, catch a glimpse. Just wanted to join you. You know, hadn't been able to talk since the beginning of spring practice when we covered each of those 15 practices. So we really wanted to preview the team, really get you set for, you know, what to expect entering this 2019 season. As always, you can join us at BleedTechBlue.com. Of course, right now, running a promotion. Get 2 months premium access, only $1. Offer expires on August the 18th. Promo code LTBLUE. That's capital L, capital T, and the word blue. Certainly a great place to fulfill all of your Louisiana Tech needs. If you're one of those people like myself, and like many of the BleedTechBlue.com subscribers, when you just wake up thinking Louisiana Tech football, well, at BleedTechBlue.com, we're talking about it year-round. Certainly excited for another successful 2019 season. Just a little housekeeping, BleedTechBlue Radio will return August 20th. Certainly excited to get that going. Beck Haynes and myself will be back. We're certainly ready to kick things off here in about 3 weeks. We'll get into the 2019 schedule on the 20th, make some predictions. But for today, I'm here to simply give you a little bit of an in-depth preview, what to expect this fall. Of course, when you talk about fall camp, like I said, you know, Monday through Saturday, all practices will be from a 9 to 11 a.m. roughly, depending on the weather. I'll be out there every day, providing daily practice reports. That's why BleedTechBlue.com is certainly your number one source for Louisiana Tech athletics. You talk about entering fall camp. What are some questions surrounding this team as they get set for this 2019 season? Obviously, you lose some great players when you talk about a Teddy Veal offensively, a Jalen Ferguson on the defensive side. Jordan Baldwin's another player that had a nice senior season. Emmanuel Turner at defensive end, I saw, was just signed by the Cincinnati Bengals. So certainly some key holes that Coach Holtz and his staff has to replace. For me, it really boils down to a few things. And one of the big concerns was the offensive line. We know the offensive line had its share of struggles a year ago, only rushing for 129 yards a game, allowing 33 sacks on the season. The interior of that offensive line, when you talk about Cody Russey at center, Drew Kirkpatrick and Ethan Reed at both guard spots do return, so that's certainly comforting. But who fills the holes at offensive tackle? That's one of the big questions coming out of the spring. I know redshirt freshman Byron Russell had a really solid spring. Obviously, Jawight Stallworth is back for his fifth year after redshirting as a senior a season ago. You know, maybe it's a 2018 signee like a Willie Allen that originally started his career at LSU. So that's one of the questions that I have. Also, can Tech find more explosiveness at the receiver position outside of Adrian Hardy? I think that was a big thing that sometimes gets overlooked when we talk about the 2018 season. Tech had issues getting open, and I think this year when you look at the receivers, obviously Isaiah Graham coming in from TCU sat out the 2018 season. He's extremely explosive. Tech added a grad transfer, 6'3", 220-pound receiver, Malik Stanley from South Alabama this summer to help out on the outside, potential big red zone target. You have Smoke Harris on the inside. We saw a little bit of him last year. We saw a little bit of Wayne Toussaint. And two names that are expected to step up and play significant roles as well. You talk about C.J. Powell and Griffin Hebert out of the slot. So that's a question that Tech's going to have to answer this fall. Who are those top five or six guys that Coach Holtz and receivers coach Kenny Guyton and Joe Sloan can depend on a week-to-week basis to help add some big plays to the passing game that was so badly needed a season ago. And switching over to the defensive side of the ball, obviously, like I mentioned, you lose Jalen Ferguson to the NFL, drafted in the third round by the Baltimore Ravens. Willie Baker has the big bowl game with four sacks, expected to step in on the defensive line at an outside linebacker role in defensive coordinator Bob Diaco's new scheme. But what does the depth look like in the entirety of the defensive line? I think, you know, with the three down front that we're going to see a lot from Diaco, I think you'll see Kadarion Mason at one end spot. You'll see Milton Williams, a redshirt sophomore that I firmly believe Tech fans will grow to love, at the other defensive end spot. At that nose tackle spot, Courtney Wallace enters his senior season out of Neville High School in Monroe, Louisiana. Courtney's been banged up for a lot of his career, but he appears to be healthy. Looks like he's in good shape. And then they brought in, the Tech staff brought in Kevin Murphy, UConn grad transfer that played under Diaco when Coach Diaco was the head coach at UConn. So that'll certainly be another element added to this defensive line. Now, outside of those top three or four, maybe five guys, what are we looking at? Eric Kinzer's back as a redshirt junior. He showed brief flashes in early on in his career that he is an adequate pass rusher. I know he's added some weight, certainly looked to add some depth on the defensive line, a guy that could surprise some folks after missing the season due to injury in 2018. Stephen Shaw is a redshirt freshman as well. You have Tristan Allen, redshirt sophomore outside linebacker that brings an element of a really explosive athlete to back Willie Baker up. DJ Jackson was signed in the class. So, you know, you talk about 8, 9, maybe 10 names. Is that enough to get through a gauntlet of 12, 13, possibly 14 games like Tech's wanting to play? That's something that we'll be paying close attention to and monitoring throughout the fall. And then, you know, two more questions for me. Mike Sam, signed out of Trinity Valley Community College in the 2017 recruiting class, appears to have taken over a cornerback role that certainly should help Tech out. Sam is a really big corner, 6'1", 193 pounds, a really good bump and run defender, has allowed Legarius Sneed, who's entering his senior season, to move back to safety. Obviously, we know that Amik Robertson's on the opposite side and pretty much has one side of the field locked down. So it'll be interesting to see if Sam can continue playing so well like he did in the spring and lock down that cornerback role and really solidify the back end of the defense, which appears to certainly be a strength on paper. You obviously have Amik Robertson. You obviously have Darrell Lewis and Legarius Sneed, three guys that have played a lot of football. Hopefully Sam can step right in and make it an extremely smooth position. The last question I have, who wins the battle at punter? Davin Dyer's gone, the Australian. Did a nice job, especially last year in the second year of his two-year career. Brady Farlow returns. He's a transfer out of Jones County Community College. This will be his third year at the program. Or is it a kid like Jacob Barnes? Barnes was signed in the 2019 class out of Woodlawn and Baton Rouge. The brother of Jonathan Barnes. So hopefully one of those two guys will be able to separate themselves and give Tech a real weapon in the punting game, as we've seen it so many times over the past couple of years, that can really change a game. So those are the big questions that I'm looking at entering this fall camp, and we'll certainly have the next 30 days to be able to evaluate. So looking at Tech transitioning, looking at Tech from a position standpoint, who are the expected starters? What young guys could possibly push for playing time? We'll start at quarterback. We'll run through the offense. We'll run through the defense. We'll wrap it up with kicker and punter. And then we'll wrap this Bleed Tech Blue Fall Camp Preview podcast up. Obviously, at the quarterback position, Jamar Smith returns. 27 career starts under his belt. Backing him up will be Weston Elliott. At running back, Jaquise Dancy, Israel Tucker, two guys that fought injuries throughout the 2018 season, hopefully can stay healthy and put together solid years. Tech really needs to get that run game going in a big way. And behind those two guys, Justin Henderson could possibly push for some playing time, a guy that could really be effective between the tackles. At receiver, obviously I mentioned Adrian Hardy, Isaiah Graham, Malik Stanley earlier. Those guys are expected to play on the outside. You also have redshirt freshman Wayne Toussaint, Smoke Harris, Taj McGee. Prazo Corey's a former track kid that could get some chance in an outside receiver spot as well. I'd be remiss if I didn't also mention C.J. Powell, Griffin Hebert, Josh Matthews, a former walk-on that's earned a scholarship. So the receiving group, extremely talented on paper. Javonte Woodard's another senior that returns. Those guys are extremely talented on paper, but it needs to quit being a talent on paper and turn into some production. Looking at the offensive line, you can come to bleedtechblue.com for the latest on the left tackle position. Certainly some questions regarding an eligibility status of a redshirt senior that was expected to start. But right now, Byron Rossell would be the leader in the clubhouse at left tackle. I mentioned Drew Kirkpatrick at left guard, Cody Russey at center, who I firmly believe will be first team All-Conference USA as a redshirt junior. Ethan Reed at right guard appears to be healthy for his senior season. I expect him to do good things. And then at right tackle, if you hadn't seen the video, Jawhite Stallworth on Twitter, he's in the best shape of his life, 6'9", 320 pounds, seems to have taken his redshirt season with a significant amount of seriousness and looks poised to win that spot with relative ease. Switching over to the defensive side of the ball, I mentioned that Bob Diaco, new defensive coordinator, will see a lot of three-man fronts for the Bulldogs. At those three-man fronts, I think we'll see Milton Williams and then either Courtney Wallace or Kevin Murphy, the grad transfer from UConn, and then Kadarian Mason as a senior at the other defensive end spot. I think Mason is poised to kind of burst out of his bubble a little bit. A guy that had high expectations coming in, this will be the first year that he's really had the opportunity to pick up a significant amount of playing time. At outside linebacker spots, Diaco is going to use two different types of outside linebackers. You talk about Willie Baker, the rising redshirt junior from Livonia. He'll be more of a primary pass rusher. And then on the opposite side, you have redshirt senior James Jackson, a guy that's really a box stuffer, can play the run really well. But how much will he add from a pass rushing standpoint? That's something that certainly can be watched throughout the fall and into the season to see what he plays as a pass rusher, but a really good player, a player that has really thrived in the past 12 months or so. At the inside linebacker spot, Colin Scott returns. The leading tackler a season ago will be a senior. He'll be next to Connor Taylor, who was signed in the 2018 class as well, who will be a senior at the other inside linebacker spot. At safety, I mentioned Lajarius Sneed earlier from Minden. You also have Darrell Lewis, who has played well over 1,500 snaps in his Bulldog career. Backing those guys up, there's some eligibility concerns at the safety spot. You can come to bleedtechblue.com for the latest on that. But you also have a redshirt freshman like a B.J. Williamson, really talented player that Tech signed a while back. Should be able to provide some nice contributions. Also, Jaden Cole, redshirt a year ago out of Neville. He'll be a redshirt sophomore. Looks poised to make a big jump as well. At the cornerback spot, you got Amik Robertson, obviously, potential All-American. Certainly the potential that he enters early after his junior season. On the opposite side of him, you have Michael Sam. So that spot, like I said, there's some questions about Sam. I think if you have Sam has some issues, I think you move Lajarius Sneed back to safety, let Jaden Cole and B.J. Williamson battle it out for that spot. But that's really how it looks offensively, defensively. At kicker, Bailey Hale returns for his senior year. He had a really nice spring. I think he's going to really take off as a senior and be a really good place kicker. And then at punter, obviously, Brady Farlow and Jacob Barnes will be battling it out. Deep snapper Reeves Blankenship returns for his redshirt sophomore season. Looking at the newcomers, who are some newcomers that fans might not know that could make a difference? You talk about Malik Stanley, the grad transfer out of South Alabama, Kevin Murphy at nose tackle, grad transfer from UConn. And then I think, along that defensive line, is there a young defensive lineman like a Keavy Rose, like a Deshaun Hall, that could really push for some time. That's to be determined. You look in the secondary, I talk about a redshirt freshman, B.J. Williamson. Possibly his former high school teammate, Broderick Calhoun, could push for some playing time potential at cornerback. Offensively, you talk about Smoke Harris, Wayne Toussaint, some of the young running backs, DeAndre Marcus, Elijah Hines is a kid that wasn't here for the 2018 season, but he got to campus this winter. He'll be a true freshman, electrifying playmaker. Will he be up to speed? Will he know the offense well enough? So there's some young guys that could see potentially a significant role, but the one good thing about this program and one good thing that Skip Holtz has done is he's really built the depth up to where these young guys are able to mature behind the scenes and are able to really grow up. And by the time they get on the field, they're really able to make significant positive contributions. So I just really wanted to jump into things and preview fall camp. I know I'm excited. I know all of us in the Bleed Tech Blue community are excited. You can join us at bleedtechblue.com. Like I said, 2 months of premium access for only $1. Promo code LTBLUE. That offer expires August the 18th. We've had quite a few signups already, so be sure to join us. Trust me, you won't regret signing up for bleedtechblue.com. It's well worth the money. An incredible community of loyal Louisiana Tech followers. But certainly a nice way to start it off. Excited for fall camp. Excited to get things going. 2019 football season will be here before you know it when Louisiana Tech kicks off their season in Austin at the University of Texas. Well, for Ben Carlisle, we'll jump on Bleed Tech Blue Radio August 20th. We'll see you.